AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill today, President Biden's son Hunter said for 6 years he's been the target of the unrelenting Trump machine asking, where is Hunter?
Well, here's my answer. I am here.
Hunter Biden is defying a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition before Republican investigators who've been digging into his business dealings.
I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
Republicans are pursuing an impeachment inquiry in an attempt to tie President Biden to his son Hunter's business dealings. The Supreme Court will hear a case that could upend hundreds of charges connected to the Capitol riot, including against former President Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The High Court says it will review an appeals court ruling that revived a charge against three defendants accused of obstructing an official proceeding, referring to Congress's certification of the 2020 presidential election. That's among the counts Trump faces in Special Counsel Jack Smith's case, accusing the ex-president of conspiring to obstruct the proceeding and to overturn his election loss. The appeals panel had acted after a lower court dismissed the charge against the three defendants. The High Court's decision to weigh in on the obstruction charge could threaten the scheduled start of Trump's trial in March. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will rule on limiting access to a commonly used abortion medication. It's the first abortion case since the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. The U.S. announced new war-related sanctions against Hamas. A body found inside a warehouse in Philadelphia has been identified as an inmate who walked away from a work detail almost 2 weeks ago. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting near its all-time high in early trading Wednesday. That came ahead of an afternoon announcement from the Federal Reserve that could help show whether the market's optimism in recent weeks is warranted. The S&P 500 was 0.1% higher early Wednesday, just 3.1% below the record high it set early last year. The Dow was down 21 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.4% higher. Big tech stocks were helping to lead the way higher as Treasury yields eased after a report showed that inflation at the wholesale level was a touch cooler than expected last month. The Fed, in the afternoon, will release projections showing where policymakers expect interest rates to head next. Pfizer sank 9%. The drug maker gave a revenue forecast for next year that was weaker than expected. Much of the shortfall was due to expectations for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and treatment. Seth Zutel, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.